This is CPR News. I'm Vic Vella. Lawsuits filed against XL Energy accuse the company of negligence that contributed to the Marshall Fire from a couple years ago. The first suit was filed on behalf of insurance companies who covered property that was burned in the fire. The other suit is on behalf of two survivors. Investigators say the fire was sparked in part by a broken XL power line, something XL denies. Nobody has been criminally charged. Supporters of a Denver middle school principal protested the man's firing last night. They say he was wrongfully fired for going on TV to voice concerns about school safety. CPR's Tony Gorman reports.
We want our principal back.
Supporters gathered at McCullough International School, where Kurt Dennis served as principal since it opened 12 years ago. The group wants him reinstated. Former students, staff, and parents spoke about Dennis's impact at the school. Former student and current employee Cecilia Pablo says great Uncle Kurt was more than just a principal.
He has always been the type of person who continuously puts others first. I have seen him help many families grow into outstanding people and provide others with countless opportunities. One of those families is my very own.
Denver Public Schools says Dennis was fired for violating student privacy laws during a TV interview. Dennis is in the process of filing a lawsuit against the district. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
Two people have died in separate incidents at Rocky Mountain National Park this month. A 26-year-old woman from Boulder died Sunday after falling 500 feet while climbing Blitzen Ridge. And last week, a 25-year-old man from Rhode Island drowned after being pulled underwater at West Creek Falls. The Denver Post reports on average, five people die at the park each year. And Colorado Rockies catcher Elias Diaz was named MVP of last night's All-Star game after hitting the game-winning home run for the National League. You're listening to CPR News.